do that.
Okay. So now you see where it says Seder Kabanos Yichud. Right, that's where we left off.
Yeah.
So we started to say that as we say each particular korban, right? So the general practice in the Siddurim is just to say what's called Ezo Makoman, the fifth parak in Zvachim, right? You know that? What the Vilna Gaon wants you to do is to first say the Pesukim in the Torah that teach that particular korban. That's quite a bit bigger than one parak in Zvachim, right? So he starts, we see, Ona Hashem Chatosi Avisi Toshati Vavarti Vitalti Mitzvah, right? This makes sense. If the Ola is for a bitul of a mitzvah saseh, remember what we said yesterday, and a lav hanitakla saseh. So if you know that on a particular day you were mevatel a mitzvah saseh, then say this before you describe the Ola. Say this before you describe the Ola and it fits. But you have to say the specific mitzvah saseh. Okay, got it? I went the whole day, and I didn't wear tzitzis. That's not really a bitul mitzvah saseh unless the garment you were wearing had four corners. But still, based on the Gemara in Menachos, we consider that someone who is not wearing tzitzis, or at least didn't say a bracha on the talis that day, that he was mevatel the mitzvah saseh. There's another Gemara that says you shouldn't even walk dalad amos without tzitzis on. So I mean, okay. So that's it. You fill in the blank. You see where it says mitzvah plonis. All right, see it there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, so if one didn't wear tefillin, the Vilna Gaon famously wore tefillin on Tisha B'Av at home. He didn't want to wear it when because the minhag was already spread out that Ashkenazim weren't wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning. But he wore it, of course, at mincha like everybody else. But he would wear it in the morning because he didn't want to say Shema without tefillin on. And did he ever say Shema of Shachar's without tefillin? Yeah, on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, but this is not Shabbos and Yontif. What's the svara? Why can't we wear tefillin in the morning? Because Tisha B'Av is like we're all sitting shiva, and when you come back from the funeral, the day of the funeral, even if it's not the day the person passed away, you don't wear tefillin when you come back home. You daven now. You chayiv to daven, and possibly even to make up one of the davenings you missed, depending on when you came back home. Right? You should know from it for a long time, but let's say someone goes to a hospital at 6 p.m, hears that his parent doesn't have much time left, and the parent passes away at 11 p.m. at night, right? And then they have the funeral in the morning, and they get back from the funeral at 11 a.m. They get back very early. Hopefully, it goes very fast, right? That person should daven shachris without tefillin on. Does that person have to make up for missing Maariv? What do you think? You got to the hospital at 6 p.m. It's in the summertime, let's say. You got to the hospital, so you already davened mincha. Gets to the hospital at 6 p.m. And then person dies at 10 p.m. Has the funeral in the morning. 11 o'clock, he gets back. The rabbi tells him, yes, you should daven shachris, but not with tefillin. But
shachris after 11?
Yeah, you can daven shachris till chatzos.
Was he chayav in Kriyat Shema?
And you say Kriyat Shema, yeah.
But were you chayav in Zman Kriyat Shema before that?
No, he was never chayav in Kriyat Shema. It was still an Oni at the Zman Kriyat Shema.
So then why would you be chayav in Maariv not before? I guess because the person didn't pass away.
So the answer is because that person, the relative passed away at 10 p.m., he was already chayav to daven Maariv.
Right.
He wasn't an Oni. Of course, you know, when you're in a Hatzalah call, you're not thinking about am I thinking about saving a life, you're thinking about your father, but he was still in a state of chiyuv for Maariv, meaning the father had not passed away yet. Now, if the father had passed away at 6:30 in the summertime, right, at 6:30 before a chiyuv came in, I'm wondering if there's anyone I've never seen who was mechalik in what I'm about to tell you between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but I'll get to that in a second. The person passes away at 5 p.m, and he goes through the whole Maariv, and then the Shachar's in the morning, right? Gets home at 11 o'clock. Yes, daven Shachar's, that's falling on. Should you make up Maariv? No, because that person went through the whole zman of Maariv as an onim. Never kicked in Mariv as a chiyuv. The question is, the lumdus is, what happens if the person passed away at 7:30 before Shkia, but he could have davened Mariv according to Rabbi Yehuda? Does that count as he was mechuyav in Mariv for a little bit? It's an interesting question. I would say halavai yispalo adam kol yom kulo. Then yeah, okay, you were chayav for a half hour. Make up the mariv based on that chiyuv. Make up for that little chiyuv that you didn't daven. Interesting. Interesting. Chop. Okay. So I'm telling you all this because of all these tangents about the bittul mitzvah saseh. So a person is mevatel the mitzvah saseh of not wearing tefillin the day his parent was buried. Chas v'shalom. The mitzvah is not to do the mitzvah, right? I'm sorry. I have to get my place. Sure. So the mitzvah is to not do the mitzvah. You get it?
Is that the only time a person is patur in the mitzvahs, by the time somebody passes away to the time of their burial?
Where the
not like the only time they're patur. I mean, like that.
That's the lashon the Mishnah uses.
Okay, that's when you're an one.
Yeah, that's the lashon the Mishnah uses. This is why I think why Rashi is such a simple, clear perish to the Gemara. Rashi says, look, the Mishnah before said women are paturos from Kriyat Shema. What does that mean? Translate the word putter.
They're exempt.
Exempt. What does exempt usually mean?
You don't have to do it.
But if you want to, you can.
Right.
Who's going to tell a woman you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema? So when Rashi sees the next Mishnah, that's actually the Mishnah before. When Rashi sees a Mishnah in the same parak say an onin is putter from Kriyat Shema and tefillin and davening, so to me that means he doesn't have to do those things, but he can if he wants. Tosus disagrees based on Yerushalmi. And normative halacha follows Tosus, of course. Right? There's one case I found a tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda where we rely on Rashi for this din, is Sfiras HaOmer. If because of your aninus you're going to miss the whole Sfiras HaOmer for whatever reason, if the funeral was put off, and because you're an onin you're not going to say the whole Sfiras HaOmer, then it's gonna affect your other days. You following?
Yeah.
So he says there that's the case where the onin should indeed perform the mitzvah. Rely on Rashi, even if those before the funeral, because otherwise he's gonna miss the whole time.
But on the other hand, though, would he miss the whole time? Because he's exempt from that certain period of time anyway. So it's kind of like he had a time out.
Well, not necessarily. Is a person who's got into a car crash and is in a coma for 2 days exempt from mitzvahs? Of course he is.
Yeah.
That person would also not be.
That person would also. That yeah, person not, also can't yeah, do.
Can't continue to count the opening. Yeah. There's a lot of lumdus in that. Yeah. A lot of lumdus in that. Like if someone knows you're having quadruple bypass on the 17th of the Omer, that's the day we can do it. That's the day you have to do it. The Rabbanim say, don't put it off. You're in a danger. You got to do it. And you're going to be out for 3 days. Should that person even start counting the Omer with a bracha?
Right.
Because he knows he. No. It's an interesting question. You can see both sides. All right. So. David.
Ready
for
cards?
Oh, I thought you look like you're ready. Well, let me finish up. 1 second. So he wants to say this paragraph at the bottom that says, Jackie got my message yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so he says, V'nei shov tshuva shlemo lefanecha. He makes it like a poem. These are based on psukim. Okay. All right, you see what's going on here? So he says that I'm going to agree to take to heart that I'm not going to miss this mitzvah saseh ever. Right? I mean, he refers to himself as a rasha for not doing that. I mean, amazing. Okay, so let's just finish this. Achar kach yomar haparsha b'yichavein ba v'chein ba'amiras hayihi ratzon v'chaparas achet v'yichupar v'nirtza. In Korea parsha l'shem olas nedava eino tzarich vidui el yichavin b'kriyasa l'nachas ruach l'shem. You see, the sitter knows that not every ola is for mitzvah saseh. Some olos are just plain nedavos. I didn't do anything wrong. I just feel so I love you so much, Hashem, I want to give this as a nedava. So then, of course, you don't have to say any yiratzon for that. Just have in mind that I'm for the willingness of my heart, and then you say that. Okay? So look how much there is to say. There's an ola, and then, but wait a second, an ola also has nesachim. There's libations. So you have to read about the libation parsha also, in parsha Shlach. Check it out. Look how much you're saying for the ola.
Is this all in the Arab scrolls?
No Siddur has this.
Yeah.
Siddur. Okay. Alright, and then at the bottom you say your ola. Okay? Alright, so we're gonna continue because there's something called the Minchas Ola. So we have to read the Parsha of Mincha also. Pretty amazing. How much you have to say just to get the ola out of it. Right? A mincha is a zebach that doesn't get shechted.
Just burn.
Any zebach. Yeah, well, it's oil, wine, you know. Rebbe holds that wood itself can be a korban. Korban Eitzim. And he says, and it needs... Remember, what is korban Eitzim needs that?
Well, somebody got somebody had a day that the family has donated the Eitzim every year.
Korban Eitzim needs Eitzim.
Yeah, that's right.
Every korban needs wood, so korban Eitzim needs wood itself. And so, right.
But the proof comes from the Mishnah, which is that the person who donated the Eitzim was given that day every year to donate it.
Right.
It shows that it wasn't a valid...